Hello everyone, this is Elita, DJ Harvey, and well, here I am today, hoping not to do a sucky show for you guys. That was Portugal, the man, Feel It Still, and yeah, I'm in sort of a good mood today, so let's see what happens. Thanks for joining today, Thursday, and the clock changed, so I'm a bit freaked out by that, but it doesn't matter, I guess it's still the same time for everyone else, I don't know. Anyway, so gonna play another song for you. This is Vasco and Patrick West, Run.
It's hard to see the light shining so bright. It's hard to see the light in the sky. One day they'll swing a rope tied around your throat and watch you lose the hope in your eyes. You better run, run, run. Through the rain, through the heat, you won't always sleep alone, but you will never stay to eat. Over the hills, on the rocks, till the sand runs through your hands like a coffin drop. Seems to whisper your name as you ride alone. It chills your bones, calling you on to your grave. You better run, run, run. Through the rain, through the heat, you won't always sleep alone, but you will never stay to weep. Over here, on the rocks, till the sand runs through your hands like a coffin drops. A
So that was Modern English, I Melt With You. Before that I played Vasco and Patrick West's Run, which is a cool song that I liked and thought I should play today, even though it's a bit folky country stuff. But yeah, and that last song, Modern English, I played it because, yeah, I've been watching Stranger Things season 2, like most people, I guess. And, don't know, felt inspired by Jonathan, I suppose. So yeah, Stranger Things season 2. I don't know, like most people in my feed, in my Facebook feed, are like obsessed with it right now. But then there's some people who are like, oh, I hate Stranger Things because, I don't know. I mean, their reasons are probably good, but I feel sort of like they just hate it because everyone else likes it. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. But I do like it. And I actually preferred season 1 for some reason. I don't know. I guess it was the novelty of it and stuff. But this one's quite good as well. So if you haven't watched it, I recommend it. And yeah, I'm always recommending shows that I watch, like on Netflix and stuff. Don't know. Don't know if you actually do watch them, but if you don't, that's your thing, I guess. And if you do, well, cool. Yeah, so I want to say hello to a new listener today, Patient Zero. Cool Mastodon name, I guess. And thank you for joining. I don't know who else is there. I guess Marco. Marco, thank you for listening today. And who else? I don't know. Tweet at me or something so that I can give you a shout-out. Because I enjoy shout-outs. I don't know. Don't know about you, but yeah. So I've been saying I don't know a lot today. Yeah, it's weird. Anyways, so more music before I go bananas and start saying I don't know a lot of more times. This is, oh yeah, this is Arcade Fire, Creature Comfort. I played this song before because it's their new album, I guess, and I liked it. But it's quite a cool song, so I'm gonna play it again. Creature Comfort, Arcade Fire, here it goes.
A friend of mine, and one not nameless.
Okay, that was Estrance, Cold Wash. Before that, he played Arcade Fire, Creature Comfort. And yeah, I was thinking about that thing about Stranger Things and stuff, talking to Marco about childhood. Like, yeah, because I was thinking while watching Stranger Things that I sort of miss the 80s and not having internet and like phones. Like, everyone has a mobile phone now, even kids. And before that, it wasn't like that. Like before in the 80s, and it was quite cool, and I remember being like happy and enjoying life and stuff. But now that I think of it, maybe it's just because I was an actual child back then, and being a child is always cool. So like, even if you were a child like in the 60s or something, you will think the 60s were the best and stuff like that. Like maybe Mila, my daughter, in 20-ish years, she'll be like, "Oh, 2017 was the best," you know, stuff like that, you know. So yeah, that's what I was thinking. And yeah, I sort of miss the 80s though. Like, what do I remember about the 80s? I remember we had like a satellite TV in Mexico. It wasn't very common. Most people just had like local TV, but we had like a big ass antenna on the, like the top of the house in the roof. And it was huge, and people thought we were like communicating with aliens and stuff, but no, it was just the satellite TV. And so, yeah, we had access to a lot of American shows and stuff, like normal American channels, HBO and stuff. And now people have like cable TV, but it's just Latinized versions of the same channels. So you don't get the same TV as Americans, like on satellite TV, like on cable, actually. But yeah, I guess now Netflix sort of makes it the same for everyone or something. Even though, yeah, no, you get different shows, right? Like when I was in Mexico a couple of weeks ago, I was watching my mom's Netflix and there was Hocus Pocus and The Nightmare Before Christmas and all those cool Halloween movies. And they don't have them here in like Britain. It's annoying as hell. Like, you want to watch cool stuff and there's nothing. Seriously, Netflix in the UK kind of sucks. But yeah, whatever. More music now. What's this? Oh yeah, Dolly Parton, The Bargain Store.
My life is likened to a bargain store, and I may have just what you're looking for. If you don't mind the fact that all the merchandise is used, but with a little mending, it could be as good as new. Why, you take, for instance, this old broken heart. If you will just replace the missing parts, you would be surprised to find how good it really is. Take it and you never will be sorry that you did. The bargain store is open. You can easily afford the price. Love is all you need to purchase all the merchandise, and I can guarantee you'll be completely satisfied. Dreams and plans that didn't last, I'll trade them for a future. I can't use them anymore. I've wasted love, but I still have some more. The bargain store is open. Come inside. You can easily afford the price. Love is all you need to purchase all the merchandise.
Thank you.
In your eyes there's a heavy blue, one to love and one to lose. Sweet divine, the heavy truth, why do I want? Don't make me choose.
Okay, so that was Selena Gomez and Marshmello. That song was Wolves. And I've been a bit surprised actually by Selena Gomez. I didn't used to like her before. I basically just ignored whatever she was doing because it wasn't like catching my attention, I guess. But now, like, there's been a couple of songs from her new album that I've been like, whoa, that's good, that's not too bad. And that song's one of them actually. It has a good vibe, I guess. Don't know, like, maybe her next album will suck, or maybe it will be even better. I hope so though. And what else? Oh yeah, Glenn was like sort of mocking me for playing Dolly Parton. Well, not really mocking me, but like asking me if it was a serious thing. And yeah, like, I'm not a fan of Dolly Parton, but I do like that song and some of her songs actually. Don't like a lot of country music, to be honest, but when I was little and we used to go to America, like, for, you know, holidays and stuff, my dad was obsessed. Like, he was like, in America you have to listen to either rock music or country music. Don't know, that was his idea. So we listened to a lot of those, and from then I guess I found a few country songs that I liked, but yeah, most of it kind of sucks actually, to be honest. But yeah, so what else? Mila, are you gonna say hello?
No.
Why not? Say hello to the people.
No.
Okay, say something to the people.
No.
So you're just gonna say no today? Yeah? You're just gonna say no? Yeah. So yeah, she doesn't want to talk to you guys. No, that's sad. You don't want to talk to them?
No.
Boo. Okay, let's play more music then. This is Mo, When I Was Young.
When the sky was cold and I needed no protection, as the wind would blow a thousand miles in no direction.
Oh,
the sea. Passed before they found her underwater by the willow tree. In the morning, you will pay for what you've done. Oh, hell is calling, and I will take you. My gun in the morning, you will pay for what you've done. Oh, what you've done, what have you done, what have you done? Oh, this friend, there's no point in hiding. You know I'll find you in the end. Friend, don't fear, you can't hear the sirens. Your day of judgment is coming on.
Okay, that was David Lawrence in the morning, and yeah, I sounded a bit country there when I said okay. So that song was, yeah, did I say it? In the morning, I guess. So it's another murder ballad. Actually, I have a couple of songs from an album called Murder Ballads, where you get a bunch of like country, alternative country music speaking about murders. Yeah, so that was one of them. And yeah, it's quite a romantic topic, I suppose. Like, don't kill people in real life, man. Just write a song about it, and that's way better, and you won't get into trouble and blah blah blah. So actually, don't kill anything, because there's been like a guy here in the UK that's killing cats, like a serial cat killer. That's quite mean and horrible and disgusting, and stop that. Why on earth will you kill a living thing? Why? Like, unless that killing thing is like running at you, trying to kill you, then of course you have to like kill it, like to defend yourself.
I'm a troubled man, yeah. I'm a troubled man. Though I'm with a smile, things don't seem to be right. Baby, I'm a troubled.
Whoa. So I don't know what happened there. My broadcast sort of went to hell. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, don't know what happened actually. It just went like boom away, and then I couldn't reconnect, but here I am again. So what was I saying? Something about, oh yeah, that guy who's been killing cats, don't do it. It's disgusting, horrible. And also, did you hear about that crazy guy from like, I don't know where, this Danish guy, I guess, who had like a submarine or something? He was a so-called inventor guy. He is, actually, he's still alive. And he like murdered this girl, this journalist girl. And then he says he didn't, but that she died of an accidental like carbon monoxide poisoning thing.
Man, I'm a troubled man. Trouble man, baby, I'm a trouble man.
I don't know what happened. I had to like reboot my whole computer and stuff because this thing died on me. And there's absolutely no reason for it. It just went crazy, I suppose. I'm sorry. I don't know what's gonna happen to the archive though. It will be all fucked up. Yeah. I cursed. I'm sorry. So I don't know. Maybe it will just be interrupted and then it will suck. And yeah, that's not my fault. I mean, I'm trying. And I have to reconnect now to the SDF because I was in the room and on radio in Kamal talking to Marco and now I'm not. So that sucks. Okay, going. There I am. Back, I suppose. So I apologize about all the weirdness. There's always some tech issue happening. But yeah, this time it wasn't my fault. So cool. So what was I saying? I don't know, something about death. Oh yeah, that Danish guy who killed a girl and said it was an accident, but he chopped his body, you know. I don't know why he did that. Like, it's not creepy enough to chop her body. Like, oh yeah, I did chop her up, but I didn't kill her. Okay, that's not bad then. Weird though. Anyway, so this is Biffy Clyro, Many of Horror.
You say I love you, boy. I know you lie. I trust you all the same. I don't know why. 'Cause when my back is turned, my bruises shine. I still believe.
the fires under our feet, chase us into the hills. Oh, they let the wolves off of the leash, should have finished the kill. We got ashes on our shoes and an outcast attitude, and we're all immune cause we know the truth is viral.
We'll be right back. a tiny little room for two, and it's crystallized in my mind, that tiny little room with you. Only on weekends. Only on weekends we feel the love. Only on weekends this happens to us.
Wait, no, before I play that song, I was gonna talk a bit. So that was Amy Shark, Weekends, and before that they played, I don't know the name of that band, it's A-U-R-A, I guess it's like Aura, something like that. And the song was Outsiders, but I like the song, I just heard it today for the first time in the morning, so I liked it and decided to play it today, but absolutely no idea who they are. So I'm gonna have to like find out. What else? Oh yeah, you guys. Speaking of creepy things, you should watch that documentary called An Open Secret by Amy J. Berg. It's online on YouTube and stuff, and it's exposing all the pedophilia stuff in Hollywood, and it's quite creepy and weird. But yeah, watch it if you're into that sort of gossip. Creepy thing. I don't know. It's interesting though. So this last song is The Vines, Get Free, and I have to go now because the show is about to end. So I'm just gonna have time to play this last song. So I hope you've enjoyed the show until now, and like the last song as well. And thank you for joining me today, and I apologize for not doing the show on Tuesday. I was feeling pretty crappy, and I'm feeling a bit better today though. So hopefully next week will be okay and you can join me again. So I don't know if it's going to be on archive because of the weird interruptions. So anyways, thank you guys for listening. I'll be back on Tuesday, same time, 12:30 Universal Coordinated Time, which is 12:30 Greenwich Mean Time. I don't know where you are in the world, but you have to convert it to your local time. So that's it from me. Thank you. This is The Vines, Get Free, and we'll be back on Tuesday. Bye, everyone.